So on this, on Dante Kyrie, page 22, I asked him how we should treat it, and he asks that we first sing the chant, and then write into the English polyphony, and then chant. And as you see in the tenor line, it's based on the chant. It's based on the chant. Kyrie, of course, from the Miso books at Oregon from Paschal time. And you see it right there in the tenor at the outset, right?
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
I asked Don just before we began if he would mind if we make a slight emendation to the text. And that is, instead of Lord have mercy upon us, to sing Lord have mercy. I think it's, and I told Don I was not going to pick on him in any way. And he's been a true gentleman allowing me to bring up the point. It's very important when we sing or when we introduce into parishes new settings of the Mass to remain absolutely faithful to the translation and to use precisely the translation that is given to us. Now, as I was saying to Don just before we began, in the English language, it sounds a lot more pleasing to say, Lord, have mercy upon us. That sort of flows off the tongue a bit more than Lord, have mercy, and having a long E sound. But that is what we have to work with. So, to that end, I would ask, in the first section there, the last one, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, every half note. So, for instance, if you're a soprano,
It might be easier. Actually, it might be easier rather instead of saying upon us, say have mercy. So you have Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, have mercy.
Okay, yeah, if you prefer that, if you prefer that.
No, I don't. Okay. It's bad underlay, but you know what?
That's fine.
Yeah, the composer didn't know what he was doing. I was kind of going through this piece, and I think that I wrote this a long time ago, before I really knew what I was doing, as if nothing's changed. But I hadn't looked at it in a while, and I finally decided I really ought to look at it since I'm conducting it. And the final Kyrie, I noticed to my absolute horror, has a couple of really, really just glaring parallel octaves, which I tried to kind of correct, but there's no way that I could. Right now, so I'm reminded of Beethoven. Apparently, there's a parallel fifth in one of the sonatas, and one of the publishers saw it, and he came, and the publishers pointed that out to Beethoven, and Beethoven wrote back saying, "For me, it is allowed."
Here we go. If the men who sing the chant, Kyrie.
Kyrie.
Thank you.
hear your work done so incredibly.